The Department of Government Efficiency created by President Trump has been making its way through the federal workforce. In addition to cutting staff, DOGE, as it's more commonly known, has also been seeking access to the troves of personal information that the government has on Americans. And in some cases, they're getting it. For more, we're joined now by NPR's Laurel Wamsley. Hi there.
Hey, Juana.
So, Laurel, before we get into the DOGE of it all, I just want to ask you, what kind of information is it that the government keeps on us? It's actually, I think, a lot deeper than a lot of people realize.
Yeah, it's a whole range of stuff. I mean, it's not just your name, home address, date of birth. Some agencies, because of what they do, have a lot more than that. Take the IRS. It has everything you file in your taxes, how much money you make, who your dependents are, whether you've ever declared bankruptcy. And then there's the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid that has people's personal health information. And for veterans who receive care through the VA, the agency could have records of mental health issues and treatment, even notes from therapy sessions. And DOGE, the team led by Elon Musk, has been trying to get access to pretty much everything these agencies have, including Americans' personal information. But they aren't necessarily accessing all of it, even if it's there.
Laurel, what can you tell us about why the DOGE team has been trying to get access to this information?
Yeah, well, DOGE does stand for the Department of Government Efficiency, and Musk says that he's targeting waste and fraud. Back in January, President Trump signed an executive order instructing agency heads to ensure that DOGE has full access to all unclassified agency records, software systems, and IT systems to, quote, the maximum extent consistent with law. And we've seen this play out at agencies across the federal government. Staff are told that representatives from DOGE are coming, and they quickly need access to the building and all of its systems. And then DOGE staff start poking around in the data, and it's often not clear what they're doing. Leaders at agencies, including the VA, Social Security, and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, have tried to quell concerns, and they say that DOGE has only limited access to personal data.
Now, I know that you've been talking with federal workers. What have you been hearing?
Yeah, many career staff have been alarmed by all of this. I spoke to Erie Meyer, who was chief technologist at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau until she resigned last month. She said DOGE staffers there were given what's called God-tier access, full access to the Bureau's systems that even she didn't have because it requires careful approval.
Making sure that we're not exposing people's information other than to those who need to know to execute the jobs we have as determined by Congress. It's not normally a couple of weird guys who we're not exactly sure who they work for, who they report to, or what they do.
Musk said recently that DOGE staffers do have to go through the same vetting process as other federal employees, but that doesn't necessarily assuage all the concerns here. In a court filing, the former acting chief of staff at the Social Security Administration says she believes DOGE staffers are accessing the agency's information from elsewhere in the government. She said that could mean some of the data protections don't work, or that other staff members around could be taking pictures of the information, transferring it elsewhere, or feeding it into AI programs.
As you mentioned, Elon Musk says he's targeting fraud and abuse. So that's the argument for needing this access then, to see where money is being wasted?
Right. And many people who work in government will tell you there are definitely things that could be more efficient and more modern. But there's a real concern that Musk's staff is being too hasty and that they don't understand these agencies or their systems. Career staff worry that DOGE could break things or come to the wrong conclusions about what they're seeing. We asked DOGE for comment on what they're accessing and how they plan to use it, but did not receive a reply. And there are a number of laws that dictate how the government can collect and store your data. A core idea of those laws is that the government should have firewalls between agencies and not create all-encompassing profiles on Americans that could threaten our privacy.
Well, Laurel, what comes next?
Well, there's been more than a dozen lawsuits filed to halt DOGE's access to data at these different agencies. And as a result of these lawsuits, a judge might block or limit DOGE's access to certain databases. But all of this is really a moving target. It's hard to know what's already been accessed or even copied.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, I'm sure this raises a lot of questions for folks. Is there anything that we can do about our own personal information?
Well, it's really challenging because you do have to give data to the federal government, and they already have it. We've trusted that that data would be safeguarded. And now here, there's these real questions about whether that data is being handled as carefully as it's supposed to be.
NPR's Laurel Wamsley, thank you so much.
You're welcome.